On Tuesday, The Guardian finally apologised for its founders' links to the slave trade and announced it would pay £10 million in reparations over the next 10 years. Here's our editor-in-chief, Paul Staines, reacting to the news earlier this week and explaining why this is really a campaign victory for Guido Fawkes.
Today sees the culmination of a campaign that's lasted 3 years. In June 2020, the Guido Fawkes website revealed that The Guardian's founder, John Edward Taylor, had links to the slave trade. The cotton merchants who helped finance the establishment of The Guardian, 9 out of 11 of them had links to the slave trade. Today, The Guardian has admitted that this is all true. I'll read from the Scott Trust statement. The Scott Trust being the parent body of The Guardian. The Scott Trust is deeply sorry for the role John Edward Taylor and his backers played in the cotton trade. We recognise that apologising and sharing these facts transparently is only the first step in addressing The Guardian's historical links to slavery. In response to the findings, the Scott Trust is committing to fund a restorative justice programme over the next decade, which will be designed and carried out in consultation with local and national communities in the US, Jamaica and the UK. In an article published today in The Guardian, Catherine Viner, the editor, goes further. She says, "We are facing up to and apologising for the fact that our founder and those who funded him drew their wealth from a practice that was a crime against humanity." In a series of articles, we called for reparations to be paid. And The Guardian, in the light of the Black Lives Matter movement, understood that that was the case and to be fair to them, began their own investigations into their dark history. Today, they are committing to paying £10 million over 10 years. It's £1 million a year. The Guardian has an endowment fund worth £1 billion. They are offering to pay reparations to the tune of 0.1% of their capital reserves. That's not enough. £100 million would be more appropriate.
And The Guardian, like thousands of institutions in Britain, has direct financial connections to the world of slavery.
It's almost unbelievable, but it is true, as we reported. The Guardian was founded on the backs of slaves. The funding and the propaganda that it put out was a product of the slave trade.
Inevitably, the story got a lot of attention. And on Wednesday, Paul appeared on GB News to discuss our campaign with Jacob Rees-Mogg. Take a listen.
I'm now joined by Paul Staines, the man who broke the original story and the founder of the great political blog site, Guido Fawkes. Paul, thank you so much for coming in. How did you find this out?
Well, actually, it was a reader, or co-conspirators as we call them, who found a undergraduate thesis from a guy called Richard Alan Schellenberg, who unfortunately died before he got to see the results of his work, from 1962, which was about the American Civil War and its links to the British cotton trade and the founding of The Guardian. And so I had a read of this, and I thought, this is unbelievable. And actually, I was aware that John Edward Taylor, the founder of The Guardian, was in the cotton trade. It was always, you were always given the impression that he was a liberal merchant of great, progressive views. Actually, The Guardian, it turns out, when you look back in the archives, was on the side of the Confederacy in the Civil War in America. It was making quite specious arguments about why it was a bad idea to emancipate the slaves in America. Nothing to do with John Edward Taylor's interests, I assume, in the cotton trade. But it turned out that The Guardian themselves, in their own research, found this out. 9 of the 11 financial founders of The Guardian had links to the cotton trade and, by that, to the slave trade.
So The Guardian is completely mired in the slave trade. It's not like some of these stories we've had about people with a very remote ancestor who had one investment amongst many in something that then turned out to be linked with the slave trade. 9 out of 11 in the cotton trade, absolutely the centre of the activities of the slave trade, and then backing the Confederacy.
Oh, yeah, and as any good Marxist will tell you, capital finds a way of promoting its own interest, and they were capitalists. So the paper itself made arguments that you could say were propaganda against and gave great reasons why we should perhaps side with the Confederates, and actually condemned Abraham Lincoln's great speech about emancipation as, you know, a bad day for humanity, which is ironic in retrospect.
So what punishment do you think should fall upon them? Because on the one hand, as conservative, we think these things are history and that reparations is a fool's errand. On the other hand, it's The Guardian.
Well, I think we should go by what they said other parties should do, and that all the profits should be surrendered. So if the whole of the paper was founded 9/11 by the proceeds of the slave trade, you know, they have £1 billion reserve, a capital reserve, which they got from the sale of Auto Express, which they used to own, and they had it domiciled in the Cayman Islands, if I recall correctly. I mean, very tax efficient. So I think maybe instead of 1 million a year, which is 0.1% of the reserve, maybe they should give a bit more, you know, more along the lines of 10%, maybe 100 million. I mean, what price? I mean, some of these founders owned hundreds of slaves.
The hypocrisy of it is absolutely startling, isn't it? And the fact that the biter has been bit.
Well, internally, they had lots of debate, because when it was going on, this is 3 years ago, this is 2020, and at one point, some of the team that were investigating this quit and said it wasn't being taken seriously. So I was quite surprised when out of the blue yesterday.
They've announced it. Well, a fantastic story. You break so many fantastic stories. You're central reading for Tories, at any rate. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your time on this.